Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 20th of October of the year 2020, and on this day in history, in 1568, the Spanish Duke of Alba defeated a Dutch rebel force under William the Silent. In response, William said... Your guest today on the podcast is a returning favourite, the American, and I'm just waiting for him to come. Ped, do you mind giving him a...
Yeah. So yeah. Hey guys, quiet down. I gotta do this podcast. I'll be here. Now keep them on. Just keep your shirt on. I'll be here in 2 minutes. All right.
Hi.
Oh, sorry about that, guys. Like, I'm just having a couple friends over here.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of people. Are you still? Is it still like coronavirus over there?
I don't know about... Listen, let me just... I don't want to get into a whole thing about hoaxes, but, you know, it's pretty ridiculous. But yeah, it's just not a big thing. I just got like, I don't know, maybe 80, 90 people here. We're doing a little... we're just playing some drinking games together, you know? We're playing a game called Share the Same Cup. And another game called Coughing Face, where you cough into someone else's face. It's fun.
I mean, that does sound fun. Coming up today, you'll be telling us all the latest about the election with your election heat news section. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the Australian government has announced that foreign partners of existing residents will have to learn English to qualify for a visa. This is strange, since no one in Australia speaks what could in any reasonable sense be described as English. Liberal spokesman Barney Farkincant said, "Ah, bloody crikey, Don Bradman," which means, "I just want to be able to include everyone in our great society, except the people that I don't want to be here, which is everyone."
Man, that is an accurate story, because I bet that is just something that I cannot get behind enough. I do not understand a word you people say. Honestly, half the time I'm even doing this, I just agree, because I don't even know what you guys are talking about over there.
Oh, that's the times we can get you to agree on anything, is it?
Yes, those are the times.
And a petition has been made to rename the missionary position after a spate of well-meaning tourists in developing nations did amateur charity work that made them feel good but was otherwise inconvenient and annoying to the people who lived there. A campaign spokeswoman said, "In the bedroom, the missionary gets things done. I think that name should be given to someone who stands in the corner, complains about the heat, takes a photo for Instagram, and then asks if they've done well." So the lady and man, one on top of the other, will be named something different. Have you got any suggestions, the American?
How about lazy sex? Huh? No, I'm just saying there's a lot of different ways to do it, right? You know, you can do it you know, I don't know, in, you know, I don't want to get, I don't want to be too crass, but
no, this is a family podcast, but family of over 18.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's not a family.
Yeah,
podcast.
I just mean it's a little bit lazy. Guy just laying on top of you, you know. I think there's better ways to do it.
Hypothetically, me, what could another position be?
Well, like reverse cowgirl to me is the one that makes the most sense. You know what I mean? Because that way we're both watching TV, you know, but also having pretty hot sex. You know, I don't know. It's like I like sex, but I also like CSI Miami. You know, so I want to be able to do both.
That's fair. That's all the time we have for the stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you have a horrifyingly vested interest in the system that's f***ing you, so you might as well buy lube. Men! If you want a shave that's close, powerful, and best of all, aggressive, try our new Ultra Tank Razor 30,000. It's dangerous, it's stupid, it's a tank with 30,000 loose whirling razors powered by nanobots and hungry for your face. And it's got the word tank in it! You like that. The Ultra Tank Razor 30,000. Put your face on the line. Will you be buying that, the American?
That sounds like actually a wonderful product, because I hate shaving. And it takes a lot, you know, could take up to 12 minutes to do a good clean shave. So if I can just stick my face in something and get a shave, that will 1,000% get behind that. If they're looking for a spokesperson or something, they should give me a call.
And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by The Magic Garden. Magic Garden is a small, what appears to be a cardboard garden, to which you add half a glass of water. If you add half a glass of water, crystals will grow in the shape of a tiny forest. And you'll have the satisfaction of knowing you used half a glass of water well.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Last Post.
Top story today is election heat news, as we're moving right towards the election in, 2 weeks now. What's happening in America?
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on here right now. There's a lot of people throwing things through windows and things like that. But that's par for the course, you know, at the moment right now, because there's a lot of, look, I'll be honest with you, it's the Democrats. You know, it's all these Dems, they're mad that America is still great. And that they can't, you know, make it shitty. So they're doing things like, you know, breaking windows and stealing sneakers or whatever they do. But it's a tough time. It's a tough time because I know for me this is the hardest election of my lifetime. Because, you know, I think Trump, obviously, and I don't think I need to say this. I think everyone listening knows this. But he's probably the greatest leader in, I want to say, two to four centuries. He's strong. He's impervious to disease. He's physically one of the, you know, most powerful men on the planet. His brain is probably functions at a higher level than anyone else. But then the Rock gets involved, you know. So then all of a sudden my heart gets torn into like two almost equally slices here, because the Rock is somebody I invested a lot of time into over the last 20 years. You know, I've seen him wrestle a lot. I've seen all of his movies a few times. I got the tattoo on my back.
Best thing that ever happened to me was when he joined the Fast and the Furious franchise. Oh,
oh my God.
Daddy's
got
to go to work.
You know what I mean?
Flex off the cast. Yes, please.
I mean, they said Too Fast, Too Furious, and they were not kidding. Because that guy really added the two to that. But, so it's a tough time. But, I got to stick with my guy because, you know, America, he said he's going to make America great, and he did. And America's never been better. And why not have 4 more years? Maybe if we're lucky, 8 more years of that, you know. But I really wish The Rock would reconsider, because I think he's on the wrong side of history here.
Well, I mean, The Rock and Bob the Sentient Trash Island have some pretty progressive policies, and The Rock has traditionally been a political independent and only recently sort of come out on the Democratic side. Can't you sort of suspend partisan politics and vote for the man whose biceps you admire?
Look, believe me, I've paced back and forth on this a lot, but I just can't do it. Because, look, socialism is just not something I can get behind. You know what I mean? It's just not simply not something I can get behind. And, you know, people want to take handouts from the government, and I'm just not going to let them do it. You know, I'm not going to let them do it.
I mean, you're in between jobs at the moment. Are you just living off your savings?
No, I'm getting unemployment insurance. Yeah, but that's a temporary fix. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about people who want to just take money from the government, you know what I'm saying? So those people are just not, no thanks, no government handouts. That's what I'm saying, is no government handouts. You know, it's a little bit different if you don't have a job and you need some help from the government, you know, but overall, don't handouts, though, right?
And how do you feel about healthcare? Because there's a platform that the parties differ on quite strongly.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, people should definitely not get free healthcare. You know, I'm in a situation right now where I'm applying for I think they call it Obamacare, which I don't like, but I'm trying to get, just because I need to see a doctor, and I don't have the resources right now to pay for one. But overall, no, definitely no government health care, absolutely not.
Do you think this is shaping up to be the greatest election of all time?
Well, yeah, look, as far as, you know, you saw that debate between Bob and Trump. I mean, I thought that was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. So, yeah, I think it's a great election. Look, I think we all know how it's going to... Here's my guess, is what The Rock's going to do is, once Trump wins, The Rock's going to switch sides again. Like, they used to do in wrestling a lot. He's going to switch sides, and then he'll probably join Trump, and then maybe become, you know, like, Secretary of Defense or something like that. And then if we get into, like, a war with China or something, we can just drop him in, you know, and maybe...
Just drop him out of the helicopter holding a light metal chair. Yeah. Folding chair.
Yeah, that, or maybe just have him drive out of a plane in a car, you know, in some kind of a sports car, you know, and then land, and you know, maybe land right on that Korean kid, what's his name, Kim Jong Un, you know, just land right on his head, you know, GTO, a souped up GTO.
I mean, that would be poetic vengeance. I'm pretty sure that Kim Jong Un has gotten rid of a political enemy or uncle by dropping a car on them before. It seems to be his MO.
It is. Look, I'm not saying I like the guy, but he's creative. He's creative.
Thank you so much, The American. That's all the time we have for our top story, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor. Now, remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This one comes in from Matt. Dear Alice and Temporary Contemporary. That's you today, The American.
Wow.
Whenever you mention the Rock/Island presidential ticket, I find Lonnie Donegan's Rock Island line stuck in my head. The chorus line of the song about 1 minute in has the repeated line, "I fooled you, I fooled you." What is the symbolism of this? Something hidden by the candidates, by the octopus tribes of New Zealand, by your doubles in that parallel dimension? Will you help us find the truth, Alice? Or might I suspect that your podcast is in itself some way fooling us? Yours earwormingly, Matt. Okay. First of all, Matt, this is a letter with a lot in it, The American, don't you think?
Yeah, I won't lie, I'm a bit confused. He asked a lot of questions.
Yes.
Let me just ask him this. Is he being disrespectful to you? If I picked up on that, I would like to know if he's being disrespectful.
Yeah, I think he's being disrespectful to me, because he's asking me, first of all, he's starting off by asserting that he has Lonnie Donegan's Rock Island line stuck in his head when he hears about the Rock Island presidential ticket. Of course, we know that the theme song of the Rock/Island 2020 presidential ticket is "I am a rock, I am an island," obviously. Yeah. So first out of the gate, you've got the wrong song stuck in your head, you f***ing idiot. Second...
And also, just so you know, little fun fact about that, Garfunkel was against them using it, which I thought was interesting. You know, Simon was fine with it, but Garfunkel was a no.
Yeah,
but, you
know, not a big
Simon
fan.
Simon overruled it. No, I'm just saying, I don't know. I think Garfunkel must be a Trump guy, because he didn't want to use it. But anyway, go ahead.
Then you asking me to analyze song lyrics at the expense of the integrity of my own show, which, as The American has said, is incredibly disrespectful to the newsworthiness of what I do. I'm just here doing my job in my satellite, rotating around the Earth, observing and reporting things and satirizing them. I feel like I am the last voice of uncensored truth in this above atmospheric zone, and the fact that you question my integrity makes me want to throw your stupid letter in the bin. Thank you for writing into The Last Post. You too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com.
If there's a return address, by the way, if there's a return address on that letter and it's anywhere in the Bayonne, New Jersey area, I am happy to pay him a visit and let him know to be more respectful moving forward.
What would a visit from you look like, the American?
I don't want to get into that, you know, for obvious reasons. I don't want to get into the specifics, but let me just say that to this guy, if you're within a 20 to 30 mile radius of Bayonne, New Jersey, you're going to want to watch out. You're going to want to watch it back.
Yeah, you do have to stop giving that as your address, because you asked me around for this party of yours, and that was the only coordinate you gave me within a 20 or 30 mile radius.
You get off the bus in Bayonne and you follow the noise and you will find the party. I promise you that.
All right. Well, I should do that after this show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was the one, the only, the American. The American, have you got anything to plug?
Just the greatest country in the world, America. Come visit. Spend your dollars here. It's a great time to be a tourist in America. Everything's great.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we will definitely have you back again. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and a free download of all of my comedy specials. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.